This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
I'm Noelia from Spain, Malaga. I'm a student English in the University of Westminster. I love the Tate Modern and the National Gallery, the National History Museum. I love the museum.
Do you speak to your mother very much on the telephone?
Well, once a week.
I guess I speak to my mother once or twice a week as well. And I'm going to play you a phone conversation I had with my mother last week about my evening plans. After this phone call, you'll hear me talking about the conversation with Jackie. Listen carefully and then tell me, when I speak to Jackie, do I repeat my mother's words exactly or do I change her words? Hello?
Oh, hi, Will.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi. Are you and Jackie coming over for tea?
I think so, but I'll have to check that Jackie's still free.
OK. How are you going to get here?
I don't know. Maybe we'll drive. Let me ask Jackie and then I'll call you back.
OK, bye.
Bye. Oh, Jackie, I just had my mum on the phone.
Oh, right.
She asked if we were going over for tea. And she also asked how we were going to get there. OK, so did I repeat my mother's words exactly or did I change them slightly?
I think you changed them slowly.
Yeah, I changed them slightly. Yeah. And I think you're right, but let's go over to our grammar expert, Catherine.
Hello, Noelia. Well done. When we want to tell somebody about a question that somebody else asked, we often use reported speech. Here's William's mum's original question.
Hi, are you and Jackie coming over for tea?
And here's William reporting the question to Jackie.
She asked if we were going over for tea.
William uses a reporting verb, in this case, asked.
She asked if we were going over for tea.
For yes-no questions, use if or whether. But if there's a question word like who, what or how, use it. Listen.
How are you going to get here?
And she also asked how we were going to get there.
And you have to use statement word order. William's mum says, are you? But William says, we are. William also changed the pronouns from you and Jackie to we.
Are you and Jackie coming over for tea?
She asked if we were going over for tea.
Now, tenses often move back from present simple to past simple to past perfect, and so on. But if the thing being talked about was true when it was originally said, and is still true when it's being reported, you can keep the tense the same if you want. And you don't have to move the tense back if you're reporting something that's just been said. So to recap, say who was talking and use a reporting verb. Repeat the question word or use if or whether for yes-no questions. Statement word order, change the pronouns, and move the tense back if necessary. OK, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
We're going to practice reported questions right now. And to do this, can you answer the phone and speak to my mother? And if she has any questions, please tell me what the questions are using she asked, OK?
Hello?
Hello, is William there? It's his mother.
Yeah, he's here, but he's busy now.
Oh, okay. Did he have a proper breakfast this morning?
Your mum asked me if you had your breakfast this morning.
Okay, yes, I did. Can you tell my mother? Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
What did he eat?
Your mom asked me, did you eat? Did you eat?
So, statement order. So, what
you ate.
Very
what
good.
You
Once
ate.
More. Can you tell me again?
Yeah. Your mom asked me, what you ate.
Oh, I ate a bacon sandwich and 3 bananas.
He ate one sandwich and 3 bananas.
Okay, well, maybe I'll speak to him tomorrow. Bye!
Bye.
Well done, Noelia. Thank you very much for talking to my mum for me. You said that you spoke to your mum.
Yeah.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Okay. So when you spoke to her last, what questions did she ask you?
If I study a lot, if I study hard.
Very good. But remember that we often change the tense. Okay, so can you make a full sentence?
Yes. My mother asked me if I studied hard.
If you studied hard.
And
what did you say?
Yes, of course. BBCLearningEnglish.com